This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A proposed redevelopment of the Twin Peaks Mall in Longmont has pitted the developer and the city against a longtime retailer. Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood is here with me to discuss the city's condemnation action against Dillard's. Now, Chris, we've spoken before about the planned $80 million redevelopment of Twin Peaks Mall. That redevelopment has been held up while the developer and city battle Dillard's in a condemnation action. That just sounds serious. What prompted the condemnation? It seems like a pretty drastic step.
It is drastic, but we see it from time to time in Colorado. Under the state's urban renewal law, an urban renewal authority can condemn property that's in an urban renewal district and considered blighted if the two sides can't agree on a price. That's the battle that's ongoing, with the city filing for condemnation of the 94,000 square foot Dillard's property in May, and with attorneys for Dillard's filing their closing statement on Monday. It's quite a battle, and one that, as you said, is delaying any redevelopment of Twin Peaks.
Remind our listeners about the scope of this redevelopment and why the city felt condemnation of Dillard's is necessary.
Sure. Twin Peaks is owned by Newmark Merrill Mountain States, based in Fort Collins. And they plan a vast redevelopment, renaming it the Village at the Peaks. The redevelopment is a response to blighted conditions at the mall, which has experienced huge vacancies in recent years, much like Foothills Mall in Fort Collins. The Longmont redevelopment would include a 100,000-square-foot Sam's Club, a 30,000-square-foot Whole Foods market, and a 12-screen Regal Entertainment movie theater. Overall, the developer believes that the current mall is far too big and needed a new mix of retailers and entertainment offerings. As for the condemnation, the developer and the city could not come to terms with Dillard's after about a year and a half of negotiations. Dillard's also holds veto power over any redevelopment plan.
Well, how far apart are the two sides, and what is Dillard's argument against condemnation?
The city earlier this year had offered to buy the Dillard's property for $3.6 million, while Dillard's had requested $5 million. An appraisal that the city conducted last November came in at about $3 million. As for its side of things, Dillard's argues that the blighted nature of the mall could be cured with Dillard's still in place. They also say that if the court allows the condemnation, then the Longmont Urban Renewal Authority should not take possession until a jury sets the value of the property, which wouldn't happen until the fall.
Redevelopment of this type invariably includes a significant amount of public money. What's envisioned in terms of public participation in the Twin Peaks redevelopment?
Quite a bit. Out of the $80 million that would be spent on this project, $27.5 million would come through bonds that would be repaid through tax increment financing. Essentially, Newmark Merrill would receive the gains in sales tax and property tax revenues generated by the redevelopment.
So what's next with this condemnation dispute?
We could see a ruling on Monday, August 19th, about whether the city can condemn the property through eminent domain. If the ruling favors the city, the judge could also rule whether the city can take title by October 1. That's a condition of the financing for the mall redevelopment. The supporters say that anything later might see prospective tenants canceling their leases.
All right. Well, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.